नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
The houses of two Dalit politicians were set ablaze and a dozen school children were injured as chaos reigned in Hindwan city in Rajasthan's Karauli district as a protest rally taken out by traders, businessmen and non-scheduled caste people against the vandalism during Monday's Bharat Band turned violent. Curfew has been imposed in the city and more than 40 people have been arrested. The deeply ingrained preference for fair skin manifested itself in a dangerous way in Bhopal, where a woman repeatedly rubbed her son's skin with an abrasive black stone to make it whiter. The 5-year-old boy was rescued by a local NGO, Childline, and the police. He had injuries all over the body. The Supreme Court declined to stay its earlier judgment on the SC-ST Prevention of Atrocities Act that, according to the Dalits, has diluted the law against atrocities on backward communities. This despite the violent protests that have left 10 dead and hundreds injured. The court asserts that it must protect innocent. Read the full report on news18.com. In what appears to be a victory for free speech in the country, Prime Minister Narendra Modi stepped in to trump Information and Broadcasting Ministry's decision to cancel the accreditation of journalists found guilty of generating or propagating fake news, a day after Smriti Irani announced the decision. Former influential Bahujan Samaj Party leader and Mayawati's ex-left-hand man Babu Singh Kushwaha may be all set to return to the party prior to the 2019 general election. The former second-in-command was expelled from BSP in 2011 after facing corruption charges in the infamous National Rural Health Mission scam. Former Pakistani captain Shahid Afridi incurred the wrath of Gautam Gambhir after he tweeted his concerns regarding the recent bloodshed in Kashmir, calling the situation appalling and worrisome. The Siddaramaiah-led Congress government in Karnataka has been rated 7 out of 10 by the voters of Karnataka in a recently held survey. The party was rated highly for its performance in education, electricity and water supply, but did not fare well in its performance for creating employment and tackling corruption. A video of Bharatiya Janata Party MLA Gopal Parmar forcing a couple to shut their shop in the town of Agar in Madhya Pradesh during yesterday's Bharat Band has gone viral. 7 people have died in MP so far in the ensuing violence. It was a rather unusual sight in Tripura when over 600 Bajrang Dal and Vishwa Hindu Parishad supporters equipped with saffron flags took out a rally shouting, Desh nahi baantne denge, gau nahi kaatne denge, or we won't let them divide the country, we won't allow cow slaughter. The saffron flag bearers also warned other community members in Joynagar, a village in West Tripura, to stop the slaughter or face consequences. Facebook is already facing flak globally for breaching the trust of millions of users in the recently unearthed Cambridge Analytica controversy. Now, unconfirmed reports of Israeli users connected to WhatsApp via Facebook servers have raised another wave of privacy concerns for WhatsApp users, as the popular chat platform is now owned by Facebook. Should you be worried about WhatsApp data privacy? Find out on news18.com. The women wing of the All India Muslim Personal Law Board has expressed its disappointment with President Ramnath Kovind's speech during the joint parliamentary session on January 29th, where he spoke about how the triple talaq legislation would emancipate Muslim women. Dr. Asma Zahra, executive member of the AIMPLB, told News 18 that an official memorandum would be presented to the president or his secretary, where the women members have stated that they are safe within their personal law and they do not need any kind of emancipation. Agree or disagree, perhaps the most loyal fans in the history of cinema are Steven Spielberg fans. And why not? The man, in his almost 5-decade-long career in Hollywood, has delivered blockbusters like Saving Private Ryan, Schindler's List, E.T., Jurassic Park, Jaws, and Indiana Jones, to name a few. If a Spielberg movie is in pre-production, fans start discussing the plot, the ending, and in many cases the sequel well in advance. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry on April 2nd issued a circular laying down a protocol for dealing with fake news appearing in various mediums, including print and electronic media. It detailed how it will punish accredited journalists found faking news, ranging from suspension of government accreditation to revocation. The order may have been nixed on the order of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, but the glaring shortcoming must be discussed anyhow. Here are the 5 main problems with the INB Ministry's proposed circular against fake news. On Reel. The Indian contingent has been insistent that there has been no wrongdoing in the CGF's Federation Court. The matter has not been defined as anti-doping rule violation. CGF's no-needle policy prohibits the administration of injections without strong medical support.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.